Talk about the five levels of gratitude this morning. Five levels of gratitude. Alrighty. And we want to begin reading in verse 1. Let's jump into Romans chapter 1, rather, not verse 1, but verse 20 of Romans chapter 1. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they, the Gentiles that don't know God, are without excuse because, notice verse 21, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were what? They were not thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Notice the consequence of not giving thanks to God. These were unbelievers, the pagans, Gentile pagans. They were not Jewish. They did not have a covenant with God. But Paul the Apostle says that when they refuse to give God thanks, refuse to be thankful and give praise and thanks, return thanks to the Creator God for all the blessings, what happened to their thinking and their thoughts? They became darkened. Their thoughts became futile, right? Now, church family, write this down. That's the first step of a generation or a person, or we can say it, a culture that begins to decline morally. Is the first step is they refuse to give God thanks. They refuse to give God thanks. How important is thanksgiving and our need to acknowledge the Lord's presence, the Lord's hand in our lives by giving him thanks? How important is it? You know, Paul the Apostle just goes on to talk about that. Okay, did we already show the video? Let's show the video. Gosh, I was hoping maybe nothing. Let's show the video here.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus, or as our brothers to the south call you, Jesus, we thank you so much for this bountiful harvest of Domino's, KFC, and the always delicious Taco Bell.
All right, so he's giving thanks. So let's talk about thanksgiving. Now, we said there are those that are unthankful. You know what I found, church family? Some of the people that are unthankful about anything in life are some of the most difficult people to be around. Amen? I don't like people that are ungrateful. No matter how much you do for them, no matter how much others do for them, it's never enough. Amen. Can I get a witness in the house? Amen. You know what Jesus said about those kind of people? This verse just blows my mind to smithereens. Jesus said in Luke chapter 6 that God the Father is kind to the ungrateful. I'm just like, God, only you can be kind to the ungrateful, because I can't be kind to the ungrateful. Right? So there are the ungrateful. Now let's talk about those of us who are grateful. You know, church family, it's Thanksgiving is not as simple as making a clear-cut division between those who don't give thanks and those who do give thanks. I think there's more involved in Thanksgiving. In fact, there are five different levels of Thanksgiving. The lowest level is level number one. The highest, most honorable level of Thanksgiving is level number five. Okay, so let's talk about level one thanksgiving. Level one thanksgiving is a general attitude of thanksgiving, not to anyone, not to anything, but just thankful about life. In fact, you don't have to be a believer to share in this attitude, very general attitude of gratitude. This time of the year, we hear those words that we should have an attitude of gratitude. So people have a general attitude of gratitude. They'll give thanks to the universe. They'll just not give thanks to anybody, but just be thankful, generally speaking. Okay, just a general attitude of thanksgiving. Level number two. Okay, level number two of gratitude is giving thanks at the table. Pastor Joe, that low? Yeah, that low. Giving thanks at the table, giving thanks for a beautiful day, giving thanks for provision, giving thanks for a beautiful sunset, giving thanks for your spouse, your significant other, giving thanks for the people in your life, your loved ones. You're giving thanks for the general blessings in your life. Now, why do I rank that a little lower? Because those are just general blessings, right? And we need to be thankful. Let me say here, even though it's ranked low, we still need to be thankful for all those many blessings that we cited, right? For the food, for, you know, people in our lives that are a blessing to us, for the provision of God, for the many blessings, the sunsets, the beautiful sunsets, the beautiful sunrises. For how many of you give thanks for having another day of life? Amen. Oh man, you know, that's a privilege denied to many. I mean, sometimes when I go on hospital visits, I walk through the hospital and I'll look into the other rooms trying to find the right room, and I see all these people hooked up with tubes, and you know, I kid you not, at that moment my heart is filled with gratitude that I'm not there. Not judging that person, but I'm thankful for my health.
Amen.
Amen. So that's level number two. Now let's go to level number three. Go with me, if you would please, in your Bibles to Psalm chapter 9, verse 1. Psalm chapter 9, verse 1. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Now notice, I will praise, I will give thanks, I will sing and rejoice. Notice, in what? In the blessings? No, in you. How many of us pause and thank God for Him and His work in our lives? That's a level three gratitude. I don't just thank God for the blessings. That's important. But you start thanking God for His work, you thank God for Him, for His work, His presence, His kindness, His love in your life. And it didn't stop there. It talks about His mighty deeds. How many of you, church family, you know, we've probably seen this on social media, that one statement that, you know, remember that the things that you once earnestly prayed for, you now have. In other words, don't forget that the things that you were once diligently, earnestly praying for, you now have in your life. How many of you know that's easy to do? You know, at one point, those needs that we wanted of God, that we needed from God, are now a reality. But at one point, we were praying earnestly, and now that we have them, you know, they just become commonplace. Level three gratitude people will remember what God has done for you. Right? Now, the gospel writers talk about 10 lepers that were healed by Jesus. Remember that story? They came, Lord, have mercy on us. How important was it for the lepers to be healed? It would change their entire lives for the better. You know, I've told you before that when somebody came across a leper within certain feet of them, they would start yelling, unclean, unclean. In other words, giving everybody a heads up around them not to come close to them because they were unclean. They were segregated from society. They had their own leper colonies. And when Jesus healed the 10, they all left their way. And how many came back to give God, to give Jesus thanks? One. Now, in level three gratitude, let me ask you a question. Are you the one or are you the nine? Are we the one or are we the nine? The one. But I think that story bears a real point with us, and that is, how easy is it to forget what the Lord has done for you? how easy is it to forget what God has done for us? You know, sometimes I make myself stop. You know, there's an old adage that if you think, it'll lead to thank. If you'll stop and think what God has done for you, it will lead to thank. But some of us don't want to stop or are too busy to stop to think of all that the Lord has done for us, to begin to thank Him for it. You know, sometimes I just make myself stop and I'll start thinking, you know, Lord, wow, I was praying for this earnestly. I was praying for this for months. I was praying with a lot of diligence. Lord, this was heavy on my heart, and now you've made it a reality in my life. So then what I do is I just say, Lord, I just want to thank you. Thank you, God. You didn't have to answer me, but you did. You came through for me. Thank you. Level 3 gratitude people will not forget what the Lord has done. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. We don't forget His benefits. We don't forget what God has done for us. We exult in Him. That's level 3 gratitude. Let's go to level 4. Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, please. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Alrighty. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, let's read verse 18. In everything, in how many things?
Everything.
Everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In everything. Does that only mean in the blessings? Does that only mean in the good times? Does that only mean when life is going my way? Hello, did I lose you guys? In how many things am I supposed to give thanks?
Always.
When life is good, when life is bad. You notice it got really quiet here. Oh, Pastor Joe, you were doing good with level 3, brother. I was going to say, keep preaching, but level 4. My life looks crummy right now, and I'm supposed to give God thanks? Isn't that what it said? Didn't it also say that's the will of God for your life and my life as well? Give God thanks in everything. In everything. What's the antithesis of giving God thanks? How many of you don't like complainers? Complain, complain, complain. Grumble, 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 grumble. Complain, complain, complain. Level 4 gratitude. In everything, give thanks. Good, bad, ugly. Let me ask you a question. Can you give God thanks when life is crummy? When life is cruddy? When everything's going wrong? When life is falling apart? When life is coming apart at the seams? Can we pause and give God thanks in those times? Do you see that life isn't just divided between those who give God thanks and those who give God thanks? It's a little deeper than that, church family. Can we give God thanks in everything? In everything? In bad health? Good health? Financial advancement? Oh, the stock market's doing great. Praise the Lord. But then there's a reversal in finances and you're like, oh no, man, I don't know if I'm going to make budget this month. Can you give God thanks in those times? When your kids are acting up, or maybe I should say your grandkids are acting up, acting like the spawn of Satan. Can you give God thanks? How many of you laugh? Because you know, how many of y'all know? Can we give God thanks in everything? Level 4. It's hard, isn't it? See how it gets a little harder the further on you go? All right, so how many of you want to know what level 5 is? I don't think you're like, can we just stop at level 4? Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5, please. Just the left from 1 Thessalonians. Is this message making sense? How many of you are liking this message thus far? Thanks, Terry. That's right. Darn it. Okay, so if you thought stage 4 is hard, let's try stage 5, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Notice this. Giving thanks how often? For how many things? For everything? For everything? That's what it says. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Level 5 gratitude is those, listen carefully, church family, who have gone through devastation, who have gone through loss, who have gone through unimaginable good times, and yet, maybe not initially, but eventually they'll say, God, I thank you that this happened. Now listen, I don't understand it all. I don't understand this mindset. But I have heard people say, Lord, I can honestly say thank you for my cancer. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Thank you for my divorce. What's that? Loss of a loved one. Loss of babies. Can we? You know, Job shared that attitude. He said, though you, God, slay me, yet will I trust you. I mean, we're talking Jedi Knight now. We're talking black belt gratitude. And it's funny how the longer we've progressed, the quieter it's gotten. Oh, we were all about level 2. Oh, yeah, I give thanks. I was at Mama Jan's, Mama Chan's, rather. Sorry, Mama Jan. At Mama Chan's, and I bowed my head, and I said, Jesus, I give you thanks for this. For all these calories and fat grams, they're going to taste really good. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, we were all about level 2.
Giving the thanks if you're at my house, too.
Okay. I don't know about you, but I plan on overeating Thursday. Who's going to overeat? You know, that's going to be my cheat day, not meal, cheat day. So, anyway, we're all about level 2. We're all about level 3. It's a little challenging on level 3. You know, Lord, I can't be forgetting the good that you've brought into my life. You know, we should be giving thanks to God for the good, right? But then level 4, we're going to give God thanks in everything. In everything, Joe. Really, in everything. Isn't that what it said? And now Ephesians chapter 5 verse 20 says, give God thanks for everything. You know, I can genuinely say that in my heart there is so much serenity as I look back at my past, at my divorce. I know I talk about it often, but I can honestly say, God, I thank you that that happened because it set me on a course to become a better me. I didn't like the me I was 3 years ago. I can say with peace in my heart, God, I give you thanks that that happened. And I pray blessings on Gabriella's mother, on my daughter's mother. I pray blessings. I'm free. And I can say, I thank you, Lord, because I was not who I needed to be back then. And I like me better now. Can we say that, church family? How many of you know that takes a lot of grace to be able to thank God for everything? If you find salvation, you realize where he's brought you from and where he's bringing you to, right? Up to this point in your life. You know, church family, I love the illustration you gave, Scott, in Sunday school class about the salvation being up and down. And I mean, good Lord, anybody can say amen to that, right? You know, I've heard it before said that in Christian life, you're either growing or dying. I don't believe that. I believe the Christian life is a lot like a keto diet, Miss Sheila. You gain or you lose pounds initially, and then there comes a point where you plateau. Right? I think in the Christian life, it's the same. You make gains. Sometimes you suffer setbacks in your gains, but if you keep at it, you'll gain, and then sometimes you just plateau spiritually. I spend time at the gym. I remember I've been lifting weights since I was 14 years old. I remember when I was 14, I would do it so diligently, and I would start be able to lift more weight and more weight and more weight, and I was, wow, this is great. And then my body would just say, that's it. We're taking a break. We're not going to be lifting more weight for a while. And I would still lift and lift and try to switch it up to lift. And then after about a 3-week period, then I started gaining a little more. The Christian life is not always gaining or losing. Sometimes it's just gaining and then plateauing. Can I get a witness in the house? Right? And so because of that, church family, we need to be thankful for everything. Because somehow, in eternity, God weaves every event that happened in this life, the good, the bad, the ugly, the undesirable, and somehow in eternity, it becomes a story of redemption for His glory. I don't know how He works it. I don't need to know how He works it, but He is the type of God. Listen, He is the number one recycler that ever has lived. He takes it all and somehow works together for good, for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Let's pray. Father, thank You for Your love for us. Thank You, Lord God. Life can be tricky at times, and that's putting it mildly. But Lord, we pause to give You thanks. We pause to acknowledge You as the Lord God. We pause to say, Lord, You are God and I am not. I don't have it all figured out. We don't like what has happened. We don't like the way it happened. But Lord, we want to thank You for still being God. We want to thank You for everything, not just for the good things. We thank You for this in Jesus' name. Amen.